What if I told you making money on Twitch is actually not as difficult as you're making it for yourself? You could be making 5 figures a month from your stream, just like I did whenever I was a small streamer, and it doesn't even have to be hard, okay? Learn from me, learn from my mistakes. Let's talk a little bit about this and more in today's episode of the Stream Coach Podcast. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Stream Coach Podcast. Do you remember 3 years ago when I told everyone that streaming less on Twitch and diversifying your content across different platforms was gonna be the way to grow in the future? To my knowledge, I was the first person to ever say that. And now what's happening? Everyone is doing it, right? Well, I have another prediction for you today. This prediction is about making money on Twitch, all right? This one's gonna blow your mind. Super important. So, it's gonna be a lot easier in the future to make money on Twitch than it is right now. What do I mean by that? Well, right now, the only way to make money on Twitch is by subs, bits, tips, basically using all of the different income streams that are available to you through Twitch itself. But in the future, streamers will be more independent with their income in a few different ways, which we'll talk about here in a second. This podcast episode is actually a companion podcast episode to a YouTube video that just went up where I talk a little bit about making money on Twitch. But in that podcast or in that YouTube video, I said the only way to gauge if your thing is good or not is by asking people to pay for it. And this actually applies to your stream too. So you can gauge whether or not your stream is good by asking people to pay for it through sub goals, subathons, etc. So how do you get people to do that, right? What does it take in order to get people to become someone who is financially supporting you, aside from just being someone who watches you or follows you? So I actually talk about this more in depth in the YouTube video up on the channel. So this is, I think it was called How to Make More Money on Twitch in 2020. And what I do is I actually walk you through how to make your first baby introductory product. Yes, how you can be an independent content creator and make money for yourself without needing hundreds or thousands of viewers so that you can get a sponsor in order to make money. Because let me tell you, you do not need a sponsorship in order to make a lot of money from your stream. You simply don't. Whenever I was a small streamer, I was averaging like 75 viewers. I was still making $10,000 a month from my stream without thousands of subscribers. I was making about $3,000 from the stream itself and then $7,000 from coaching and my ebook. So why don't you have something like that too? Why don't you have a way that you can make more money from your stream without having to directly make money from your stream, right? Give people more options because people do want to support you. Your community wants to see you succeed. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in your streams consistently. So yeah, make sure you head to youtube.com/AshneyChrist and watch that video. That's the exact process that I would use to create my first product if I still needed to do that. I'm a little bit beyond that, but that should be really helpful for y'all. However, I don't just want this podcast episode to be, yo, go watch my YouTube video. Like, I still want to give you something aside from create a product. So let's jump a little bit into ways that you can increase your income specifically on Twitch. And this is going to be a lot easier than you really think that it is, because right now it might feel a little impossible for you to make enough money from your stream, right? And that is because your stream, the products that are available for people to purchase from you are not very financially beneficial for you. So let's think of subs, for example. Twitch takes half of your subs, so you're making $2.50 per person. In order to get that to $10,000 a month, you have to convince 4,000 people that you are worth $5 a month from them, okay? Which $5 is really not a lot, but they have a lot of other people that they could be using that $5 on. So it's going to be really freaking competitive for you to be part of that group of people that they will subscribe to. And this is why it's really important that you know what it takes to get someone to subscribe. This is actually going to go back to some research that I've quoted a few times, but it comes out of the University of Finland and a handful of universities in Australia, and they looked for the motivations behind why certain viewers show up to live streams. And the biggest motivation for everyone across all of the different live streams, all of the different types of people, is influence. Your viewers want to feel influential, but your subscribers want to feel a lot more influential than your viewers. Now, this can go the wrong direction, and a large subscriber or sub-gifter or a tipper even could feel like they have some kind of leverage over you in order to get more control of your stream. You should not be giving that control up. Your stream is yours. You are always in control, and you get to make all of the decisions. However, if you want to generate more subs and more income for your stream, a way that you can do this is by allowing the emotions that those sub gifters and subscribers are looking for to be fulfilled, which means you need to show them how their sub or their sub gifts influence your emotions. And this can be really hard because as a small streamer, it's very easy to feel constantly judged by people, right? You can feel like everything that you're doing is being judged, and you don't know if people are talking about you poorly. You don't know like where this is happening or who you can really trust. And that's because of a general distrust, not just in the platform and your community, but also in yourself. You don't know if you're actually someone who is worthy of the income that you want to make or that you're receiving from people. But let me tell you, baby, you deserve success. You deserve to be up there just like everyone else is, okay? You deserve to have what you want from your stream because you are dedicating so much of your life to it. You have limited time. Your time is your most valuable resource. People can always go out and make more money, but you can't get more time even if you make billions and billions of dollars. And so if you want to grow your income, you deserve to. You absolutely deserve to. And it doesn't make you greedy, and it doesn't make you scummy, and it doesn't make you a grifter. It makes you a human being who wants to see progression in their life and improvement in their status and in their lifestyle. And there's nothing wrong with that. And so the way that you're going to do this is by appealing to the desire that these sub-gifters want. They want to feel influential. You allow them to feel influential. Tell them how they influence your emotions. Drive a lot of attention to them and show them that you react positively, because that's going to encourage more people to keep the hype up, right? Of course, be grateful and be genuine. I'm not telling you to fake your emotions. I more so want to encourage you to break down that barrier, that wall that is living between you and your true self and your viewers. Be honest about yourself, be honest about who you are, and let yourself be freaking weird and emotional. If that's who you are, that's okay. This is actually going to end up getting you more whales, which is like a quote unquote, this is what we call the people who gift a ton of subs, who will like gift hundreds or thousands of dollars in someone's channel and becomes known in their community as that really generous, like wealthy person. The way that you get more whales like that and get people like that to notice you and to tip you or financially support you is because you allow them to influence you, but you also allow them to influence your community. And so whales are kind of looking for communities where whenever they gift a bunch of subs, somebody else will do it as well. And so there are things that you can do in order to encourage this behavior. One of those being that you are very open and genuine and grateful about the way that that support makes you feel and what it will help you do and what it will help you accomplish, because that is going to be very high vibe emotion that you put on display for people, and that is going to encourage more people to want to subscribe. You can also do this by talking about a big goal that you want to achieve and how it would make you feel to have it. So this is something that I used to do a lot on my road to 1,000 subscribers. I would constantly be telling people exactly what goal I wanted to achieve and how I would feel whenever I got it. And so I hit I had Twitch Partner as the first goal that I really wanted to achieve, and I talked about that a lot, and I talked about how awesome it would be and how we were gonna do it, and we were almost there, and then we hit that, and then my next goal was 1,000 subscribers, and I started talking about that constantly and how we were gonna hit it, and it was gonna be awesome. And so this created a sense of urgency for my viewers because they wanted to be part of that first 1,000, and I talked about it with such conviction that they knew it was gonna happen anyways. So whether they subscribed or not, I was gonna hit that 1K. So they wanted to be part of it, so they subscribed, right? And this also helps people direct their focus. So what happens usually with streams is that a streamer will have 12 different goals. You'll have a follow goal, a sub goal, a charity goal, a tip goal, and there's just so many goals that people don't know where to direct their attention. And whenever you have a ton of goals like that and they don't know where to direct their attention, they end up doing nothing because there are so many different ways that they can support you. And you don't want to do that. You want to make it very clear how you want their attention to be directed. So if you're at the point where you're like, I'm ready to hit my first 10 subscribers or my first 100 or my first 1,000 subscribers, I want you to start talking about it and directing their attention to it. I know some people can feel kind of weird about this because you might feel weird about like sub goals or subathons because it might make you feel a little greedy. But let me tell you, your people want to support you. They want to feel like you have excitement for the ways that they support you. And you are allowed to direct their focus however you want. It's your stream. If they don't like it, they don't have to be there, right? But this really comes down to how worth it do you think that you are? Many streamers feel this very low sense of self-worth, and especially financial self-worth. You feel like you are not worth making a ton of money, or your skill set is only worth maybe $2,000 a month. I promise you that you are worth way, way, way more than you actually think that you are, and you deserve to walk in that reality. You deserve to live that truth. You deserve to live the lifestyle of your freaking dreams. If that means that you have a freaking Lamborghini and a yacht, then my friend, that is what I want you to aim for. Because the truth is, we only get one life, so it might as well be as big and badass as we want it to be, right? Now, I've given you a lot of really good advice. However, I don't want you to use this information in ways that are going to conflict with my own personal ethics. And so what is really, really important and what I ask you to do is that you don't use all of these strategies in order to manipulate people or just make more money without thinking about them. We want to make more money because you're happy and you're excited and you deserve it and you want other people to feel those emotions and be part of that experience as well. We don't want you to make more money out of pain or fear or anger or any negative emotions, because that is going to cast this whole negative light on the experience that you're giving people, and that is not a good place to create money from and create wealth for yourself from. You want to create it from an empowering place of responsibility and being ethical, right? We want people to be able to truly trust us and truly trust in the things that we do and what we tell them. Also, I don't want you to use this information to create some kind of pity party for yourself or try to get sympathy and talk about yourself in this really negative way in order to try and make more money from your viewers. This will happen if you say things like, well, I'm just not worth it, or I just don't deserve it, or if you try to like use pity as a tool to make money. That's not good. That is really not good to do, because you will seem like a person who has really low vibes, and you don't want to be that person. Whenever you have these low quality behaviors and low quality viewpoints on yourself, you are not going to be a person that someone is very attracted to spending a lot of time with, because we don't want to spend time with people who are miserable, right? We want to spend time with people who are excited about life, excited about themselves, and believe in themselves, because we want those positive emotions to rub off on us. And if you're in a place right now where you are surrounding yourself with tons of people who are just constantly miserable, I highly encourage you to check out my YouTube video about how to network on Twitch and how to choose more high quality people, because the people that you surround yourself with in life will absolutely determine your success. There have been studies that have shown like 90% of your success will come from the people that you surround yourself with. And that's why it's so important that you have people around you who are super supportive and empowering and have high quality vibes and not low. And the more you show low quality vibes on your stream, the more you are going to be a person who is surrounded by more low quality people. And that's not going to work to get you to the next level. That's not going to work to make you successful. So we're going to do less and less of that behavior and more of the high quality vibes behavior, which would be us celebrating ourselves, celebrating the things that we want, and asking for what we want, because every single person deserves to ask for the lifestyle that they want for themselves. Asking for what you want is an act of self-love. Okay, it is an act of believing in yourself and believing that you're worth it and believing that you are badass enough to deserve the things that you want, and that's why you should ask more for those things. Now, that being said, we don't want to just rely on our communities to love us and to help us reach these sub goals and stuff. We want to empower ourselves to learn more and build more skill sets, right? Because that's another marker of people who are successful, is someone who is constantly learning. So something that you might want to learn right now is how to build a product. So make sure that you go over to our YouTube video and talk and learn about how to build a product that's going to work to also increase your income from your streams. You don't have to rely on having a large community in order to make enough money from your subscribers to get to the point where you are either a full-time streamer or you're making really decent income from your stream. All right, y'all, make sure that you subscribe if you haven't already, and I will see you in the next episode. I love you so much. Bye.